Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. This is
Hi.
Kathy calling. I have a question about a charge on my credit card. I was wondering if you could tell me what it was for.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment. Okay, I was able to locate an account by the phone number you're calling in from. And if you could verify your address.
P.O. Box 140, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 15560.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so it looks like you, let's see. You completed a survey or entered in a contest, and it was for, let's see, KitchenAid or something.
Okay.
And it also signed you up.
Because it came up under something else. And I'm going to go back through all my credit cards or credit statements now because I never got it, number one. Number two, I've moved. I can't afford it, and I can't even, I don't have a place for it. So I told the last lady I am not interested, and she canceled.
Right. She canceled the account, and as a courtesy, refunded the charge. Correct.
So why am I being charged every month?
Well, because when you signed up, it also signed you up for the shopping membership where you receive a $125 voucher, which allows you to shop online.
Okay. I did not understand any of that, so I apologize. Can I be refunded that amount too?
No, we have a very strict refund policy. But because of the misunderstanding, the representative was able to at least refund the most recent charge.
Okay, it stops there. I don't get charged anymore after this.
Correct.
All right.
That is correct.
Because I just feel it very funny that it's coming up underneath two different names.
Just for billing purposes.
I don't want it showing up on my credit card again.
Your account was canceled effective yesterday, July the 17th.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.